Well, it's so good to see you on this Sunday morning. Today is our 74th anniversary of Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you are here. And in our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 1, where we read, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." That verse of Scripture has just resonated in my heart as I've thought about this day and the gathering of God's people together on every Sunday, where there are faithful churches where people gather together. We are to be known as God's children.
Amen.
Now, think about this for just a moment, a child. A child is totally dependent upon their parents. They're totally dependent. We had grading out here this past week, and I had ages 3 and a half all the way up to 14 over a 2-hour span of time, and I found every one of them to be dependent upon their parents. It was an amazing thing. Whenever they would finish up a grade, they would be standing there, and the dad would say, "All right, let's go on to the next one." "Do I have to?" "Yes, you have to go do it. Let's go." And so they'd head off to go kick, and then they enjoyed that part of it. And then they had to do the time to run and height and weight and agility skills and so forth. But they were dependent upon their parents to make sure that they got to every one of those spots. "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." Are you trusting your Father each and every day? Are you depending upon your Father each and every day? Are you seeking guidance from your Father each and every day? That's what it means to live as dear children. Now, why would the Lord put dear in front of that word? Why would He include that in the original language? Not just children, but dear children. The ones He's put His affection on through His Son, Jesus Christ. Because it's a response to the love. I want to go to my Father. I want to be dependent upon Him. I want Him to tell me His will. I want to enjoy His fellowship because I'm the object of His affection. So as we think about the church, the local church, as being a part of the body of Christ, and each one of you are a part of the body of Christ, it's our joy and our privilege to respond to the love of the Father and to be followers of Him, because we are the objects of His dear love toward us. It's a response to His love. And may we as believers in Christ today realize that each and every day that we live in the complete and total umbrella of His love all the time, everywhere we go. How are we responding to that love? Are we being disrespectful to His love? Are we being dishonest with His love? I pray not. I pray that we as believers in Christ will respond rightly, and that we would enjoy His presence and seek His will in our lives and know His love each and every day.